Welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we are here for the third episode of the Best Movie of 2017. We've got some exciting guests, and this is a very fun episode, so make sure you listen to the end. Even the CJ Kaiser movie game at the end is actually gets really heated. It's a lot of fun. If this is your first time listening, follow us on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just look up Film Feuds, and you can follow us there. Also, subscribe and give this podcast a good rating on iTunes. It costs you nothing to do so, so why not give us 5 stars? And if you want to follow more or find out about more future projects, just go to Film Feuds on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast or on Facebook at Film Feuds. And don't forget, you can donate on Patreon at patreon.com/filmfeuds. It only costs you $1 to subscribe. You get some really cool perks. We'll even put your animated photo into the latest episode, so that's a good reward. Why not do so? And if you want to follow me, you can follow me on all social medias at I Am Seizure. Very simple. You can find me anywhere. This is the last episode we're doing just before the finals, which is next week. And don't forget, you can come watch this show live every 9:30 at Magic Mike Comedy in King's Cross. I don't know the address, but you can follow us on Facebook so you can find out where we're at. And don't forget, that's facebook.com/filmfeuds. And if you're a wrestling fan, our new wrestling podcast is starting soon. Listen for more details on my private account and find out when that's coming out. Anyway, that's enough. Let's get straight into the episode. Best Movie of 2017, Part 3. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser. Welcome to Film Feuds Live. Yay! Woo! There's 1,000 of us in here, as usual, here at Monkey Magic every Wednesday night. Yeah, exactly. You can hear the voices all the way in the back of this massive arena. And we got 3 exciting guests, 1 returning. Did you win the last one?
No, I've never won one before.
Fair enough. And we'll start off with a returning guest, T. How you doing, T?
I'm going to win this one.
Well, we'll see about that. And today's topic is part 3 of Best Movie of 2017. The winner of this one will go to the finals next week and we'll figure out which one's the best. Now, T, you can follow her on Twitter at T_TAITE. What movie did you pick?
I picked Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, 2017.
The first of many films.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Hot chick Wonder Woman saves the world.
Bam! She nailed it. With that one. All right, so that's her choice. Next up, we got, and we'll start the gentleman in the middle, Henry. How you doing?
All right, thanks.
Talk into the mic. I can't hear you.
Okay. I'm
minus
good.
10 points.
Put it like right to your mouth.
Minus 10 points.
Right. Like this.
Much better, much better. And which movie did you pick?
I picked Get Out.
Yep. Ooh. Yep. And what was your original choice, though?
Sorry?
What was your original choice?
Star Wars 8, The Last Jedi.
Yes, and why did you change your mind?
Because everyone already talked about The Last Jedi.
Fair enough. Shit. Okay, so Get Out. And you can follow you on Twitter at Henry S. Zoo, correct?
Yes, with 2 O's.
2 O's, yes. So that's how you spell Zoo. quick plot line for those who don't know.
Black man experiences slavery.
Yep. That's pretty much sums it up.
Is that really?
Is that legit? Is it?
Oh, okay.
All right. And
or you could have said white people be crazy.
White people are crazy. And we'll go to our final guest. That's why you're the only white person on tonight's panel. And last up, we have Harry June. You can find him at Twitter or Instagram, is it?
This is Instagram.
Instagram at Vibe Comedy Sid, because he runs a room. Okay, so
can I just want to clear up? I'm not white, motherfucker.
Oh, snap.
You, okay.
All right.
Compared to all of us here, you're white.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's because you're Asian,
it's
Arabic.
Are you going to bring race
you
into
have
it?
A different colour palette to us, okay?
I'm sorry.
That's all
we're
saying.
And I'm from the subcontinent. Yeah, sure, sure.
I'm from the subcontinent too.
And this is why 2017 is going to be a great episode. Right? So which movie did you pick?
I picked The Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman. Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Quick plot line. Hey, we haven't started yet. Quick plot line. It's a rags to riches story based on the true story of P.T. Barnum, the greatest showman on earth.
How true is it, though?
Loosely.
About 20%
true. Exactly. All right. So we'll get into the second. Now, for those who are first-time listeners to Film Feuds, the way this game works is pretty simple. There are 7 questions. The guests do not know what the questions are. They have to make an argument for each question. They got 1 minute to do so before they all start to argue. They have to convince me who's got the best argument, and the person with the most points wins at the end. Now, we'll start with T. Because
no,
she's paying so much.
Selfies. Take a selfie.
I'm doing Instagram.
What's your Instagram, by the way?
Same.
No one cares because we already gave you a Twitter handle or a plug. All right, so first question. Best poster.
I Okay, I asked you what questions you were going to
have. And I said no one knows beforehand.
And see, no repeats know. From last year. And you fucking stung me with this last year. And all I have to say, anything with Gal Gadot on it, is hot as fuck. And I don't even need to argue that. You guys can even come back with it.
No,
she's
I agree.
The hot,
I agree.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
I mean, I'll so argue because I have to, but...
Well, okay, so you want to describe the poster for our listeners?
Hot. Just Gal Gadot. I haven't seen any posters. All what? I saw was Hot Girl.
No, it's the... She's got her yeah. arms crossed.
Wait,
thanks for the assist, Terry. All right, go to Henry.
All right, so the Get Out poster, according to Wikipedia...
Fuck, you can't... No.
It's a shattered mirror, and the black guy, his name is...
the black guy.
oh, we're going to territory that I don't want to already.
In his movie
his name
right
is,
here,
name is Chris Washington. And he's just like experienced all these white people, and then like as it slowly goes clockwise, it gets scarier and scarier, and it's revealed that you know maybe it's not as great as it is, and you know the Get Out's sort of like the when mirror shattering is like reflection of society. Players,
nice. All right, Harry,
Greatest Showman. It's a blue poster with Hugh Jackman in the middle. He's wearing his like red vest and he's got his top hat on. He is the Greatest Showman. It communicates everything you need to know about the film. It sells it completely, utterly, and beautifully. It's the
Look,
best.
Look, people left when you started talking. Bye.
Oh, fuck.
But don't worry, we've still got 999 still in the room, so all good. It's all good.
But an actual fan isn't one.
Don't mention the fan. Anyway, okay. All right, so everyone's made their point. Now take each other down. Go.
You had to look at Wikipedia here, motherfucker.
Yeah, I reckon Wikipedia, looking at Wikipedia down. There, you get penalised for that. That's unfair.
Okay, I have to say, though, if Hugh Jackman and Gal Gadot
yes.
had to face off, who actually
fucking
is
Fucking Wolverine
attractive?
Would beat the no, fuck no. out of
oh,
Wonder Woman.
Take
Don't you? Can Wonder Woman regrow her fucking arms?
She don't need to. Nothing penetrates that shit. Check yourself, friend.
I'm pretty sure Hugh Jackman would penetrate Gal Gadot.
Wait, didn't,
let's be honest.
Didn't Chris Pine penetrate that? Just saying.
No, okay. No. Greatest Showman, he's like so jovial. His expression is like, he's like... This is a $1 million smile. Gal Gadot, what is she? She's just standing there, crossing her arms
oh
like she
my
doesn't
God.
Fucking care.
No, no, no. Gal Gadot is going to come in later. Let's talk about her as Wonder Woman.
We're sticking to best poster. We're sticking to best poster.
Yeah, like
that's a question.
Again, am I
the question
is
best poster.
Anything that has Gal Gadot Pretty on it as Wonder Woman.
No, but what does she add to the poster?
Piece.
See, Greatest Showman. You've got. He is the Greatest Showman. He's got the,
you know
the circus
so
jacket on.
You're so
you know what? You know what my poster has? My
he's
poster.
Got Zendaya. Oh,
wait, Henry's got a point.
My poster has layers. All right. Here's the thing.
Your poster was referred to on Wikipedia.
It's a broken mirror, first of all, and now the guy. Chris Washington, he's a photographer.
You so didn't even know his name.
Shattered lens. Number two, he had to watch a TV, and also he was in the what was it the like the
I'm
black
sorry.
The void thing when
the
he
void.
Gets yeah when he gets just brainwashed. Just
I would argue that poster is too screen. Dense and it doesn't sell the movie well.
You know what? He should have minus points because you didn't even fucking utilize the fact that you have Zac Efron in that movie as
no,
well.
He's ah.
It's all about Hugh Jackman and Zendaya and fucking the other one.
The other one.
It's Rebecca, who nobody knows.
Michelle Williams.
Ex of Heath.
Okay, you know what Wonder Woman has on the poster? A okay. W. Like, real fucking original. You
no,
know
two
what I mean?
W's.
Oh, two
Wonder
W's.
Woman.
Wow, even right. better. Two is better than one.
I just
right?
have like, to say, hey, when you go at home at night and you think about.
Hugh Jackman, yeah, I joke
sexy
off.
People. Are you thinking about Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
Which is possible. Or are you thinking
I
about...
I imagine his, like, three claws raking my back.
Gal Gadot just slowly sneaking
like
down your chest down, just creeping down.
That
and
sounds tempting, but I was thinking about
no,
my
let
mom.
Her finish. Let her finish. She's still going. Stop talking. You're ruining it for me. Start again.
No, oh, no. Are you thinking about Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, can I tell you my version? Okay, darkness, mm-hmm. single beam of light, mm-hmm. silhouette, Hugh mm-hmm. Jackman's back. Mm-hmm. I'm already like
hey, just gonna,
three quarters
just
hard.
You guys,
He slowly, but he pulls off his circus jacket and he's just he's barrel chested and then just slowly one claw comes
Harry.
Out.
Yes,
one
but,
claw
but
comes
yes.
just
You know what, I'm just
out,
gonna, I'm gonna
just
make a decision.
Slides and I'm just... Look, just moist.
Yes, but Get Out has layers.
I am
okay,
has
I'm
layers.
Gonna make a decision. Shut up, shut up. shut up. The decision I'm going to go with, because I think you're over-sexualizing this, we're going to give it to Henry. Henry's got the point. Yay!
Yeah. Oh, boom. Absolute...
You can't masturbate to that poster. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's a good thing, because I don't want people masturbating in the cinemas, right? I want people to look at posters and be taken aback.
That's not what the usher told me.
Look, it was like one time I was working as a... Next question, and we start with Henry on this one. Best lead.
Best lead. Yes. So...
Do you even know his name?
What's his name?
Do you want to get your Wikipedia out again, Henry?
His name is Chris Washington.
What else has he been in, Henry?
Yeah. Name five other films.
Oh, actually, I don't know what...
Name three other films.
Name one other film.
Name one other film.
Name one other film.
Name, what's the character's name?
Okay. You got to let him make his point. Everyone has to be silent.
The film is Get Out 2. Get Out.
All right. He's made his point. Harry, your turn.
Okay. What was the question?
Best lead.
Best? Hugh Jackman. He's amazing. He's a singer. He's a dancer. He's Wolverine. Like, can you imagine that resume? Like, I can sing. I can dance. I can act. Adamantium skeleton. Like, I can regenerate. Come on.
T.
Again, Gal Gadot. That's all I have to say.
No, you have to
That's
elaborate.
That's all you can
no,
say.
I'm sorry. Miss Israel 2004 also is like the hottest chick on earth. I don't actually think that even Hugh Jackman has bothered to turn up to host Saturday Night Live, which Gal Gadot has done and fucking killed
sure
it.
I'm pretty sure he has.
He's probably...
No, I don't think he has.
Yeah, probably
I'm
produced
sure.
it.
I don't think he has.
Can someone fact check?
You can fact check.
No. Get Henry to do it. Henry's all over Wikipedia.
I'm sorry.
Podcast favourites
of
no one.
What other language does Hugh Jackman...
Excuse me? Hugh Jackman was in Oklahoma, all right?
I'm sorry, what else does he fucking... What else does he
speak? What else has he been? Have you heard of X-Men? Have you heard of X-Men?
Has he been in a Fast and the Furious film?
Have you heard of Logan? I'm just going to name all the X-Men.
Have
you
heard of X-Men?
Days of Future Past?
Oh. Been on Saturday Night Live.
As a host?
I thank you.
As a host.
Yeah, as a host. He wouldn't be in the other.
It's so memorable in my mind because he was so not good at it.
All right, what about Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out? He has layers.
But is he the lead?
Daniel Kaluuya.
He is the lead.
Guys, you made that up.
He was the lead.
You got an alcoholic drink.
All I'm going to say to you,
and then put
fools.
A white name in front of it.
All I'm going to say to you, fools.
Daniel Kaluuya. You made that shit up. Yeah, see how he goes on Wikipedia?
I'm going to rule one out early. Sorry, Henry, but you're out of this one.
See?
Yeah, thank you.
You're out of this one, but you can help me decide which of these two idiots I'm going to go with.
I'm sorry. Easy as. Hugh Jackman's in a room.
Watch my pose.
Gal Gadot's in a room.
Watch my pose.
Which one do you want to fuck more?
I've got my claws
out.
I don't know.
Have you seen Hugh Jackman in Australia?
I'm sorry. It's the same, but I'm
run
a god and I can blast you anyway. Oh, yes, you can regenerate.
Yeah, but does your onomatopoeia for your claws coming out sound like this? Shit.
Oh, no, but when I walk, it sounds like this.
That does not flatty argument. That's not helping.
I would be way more intimidated if I was in a dark room and I heard shing instead of ba-na-na-na. I'm like, can you fucking turn the karaoke off, please? Because I'm not feeling threatened right now.
It's
all tough choices. Henry, help me out here. Who are you leaning towards?
It's physical violence.
Are you going towards shing or do-do-do-do?
Do it. I'll regenerate because I'm Wolverine, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Quiet.
I'm a god.
Order in the court.
I'm going to go with Harry because I have no respect for him.
Yeah,
but I was leaning towards T, though. Ooh.
What?
Okay, so, crowd, all 1,000 of you, who are you leaning towards?
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Personally, I think Wolverine's better. Just because
thank you.
Wolverine, the actor. I don't know if it was the acting or the directing, but I felt like it was very choreographed and it should be seamless between scenes and whatnot.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, ooh. I'm sorry. How many movies have you started?
This is the most audience thing Shanice has ever said.
Oh, okay. Audience has picked Hugh Jackman and Harry's got the point. Next question. We start with Harry. The question is best cast.
Best cast. Oh, please. Oh, you got Zac Efron, High School Musical, what up? You got Wolverine.
You didn't even remember
Logan,
he was in it about
what
10
up?
Minutes ago.
You got Zendaya. Zendaya, thank you, what
can't
up?
Even,
she used to be part of the fucking Disney Club or whatever, Mickey
she
Mouse
still
Brigade.
Is, you idiot. She
he's got to make his point.
Have you ever heard of Dawson's Creek? Michelle Williams. I don't know how the theme goes.
I don't want to wait!
See, that's a classic, classic song, all right? Who else we got? We got fucking Keely Steele, who won, by the way, the Golden Globe for that song. This Is Me. You know that song?
No.
You should look it up, Spotify.
It's a gay song.
Okay, let's not bring the homophobia into this. I know it's gay.
She's from
I
New Zealand. It's okay.
Oh, is that yeah, no, that's no. Right. Oh, yeah, you yeah. Love her. Cool.
Point is, best cast, there's a bearded lady. Thank you.
She's okay. Not really bearded, you dumbass.
She's a bearded lady.
She's not really bearded, you dumbass.
T, your cast.
Wolverine doesn't have claws, but fucking...
Okay, can I just say, not only has it got the beautiful Miss Gal Gadot, which I can't go on about how beautiful she is, it also has, as a leading man, Chris Pine.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Would
I'm a pine nut. I was a cumberbatch.
Did you call yourself a pine nut?
I was a cumberbatch.
Is that what they're called?
I've never heard that term. Pine nuts. Is it an actual thing?
That's so good.
100%.
Damn, I was going to coin on the podcast as the first.
It was cumberbatch or pine nut from Star Wars, Star Trek.
Yeah. Oh, the way he was. Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm a pine nut.
Who else?
The legendary Robin Wright. The legendary, who was somehow managed to be married to Sean Penn. Guys, I don't know if you know this, and I'm just going to find her name. She was. They actually legitimately had, as one of the side people, one of the women on the island, what the fuck her name is, an actual Olympic wrestler as one
Damn.
Of the... Yeah, fuck. And
That's
she is
sick.
A legend.
Yeah.
Not only does she come through the shit of, like, kind of #2me shit, she is also an absolute fucking legend. If I knew her name, it would be amazing
but
right now.
Henry.
well, we got and I'm Kathleen Kennedy, who was in that fucking movie with...
Mike, close up.
With Nicolas Cage and also
with
got
Daniel Kaluuya.
We've got Alison Williams, the one.
He was quiet for you, your two. Let him make his point.
That was true.
Got Alison Williams, the girl who did Anal and Girls. So.
Which is something you won't ever get to know. Thank you very much.
Shut up. He's trying to make a point. I want to hear more about this girls and anal stuff.
Sorry, I can't hear you
Why?
With your Kiwi
You're
accent.
You're never going to know.
You also got...
See, crowds coming from the streets. They want to hear more about this anal stuff.
Oh, God.
All right, can I just make a point that despite the fact that there isn't a strong cast, it was also one of the highest grossing relative movie. And it grossed more.
Not part of the question. Sorry, take each other down. Go.
You're the only one who's got an Oscar nomination as well.
First of all, did any of the women in your film, T, have a beard? No. Thank you very much. Your turn.
No, but they probably were beards because they all liked each other in a biblical sense. So.
Oh, they had a bit of... That island would be fun to be on.
Oh, my God. Are you not
Can you imagine Hugh Jackman on that island? Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, but also Alison Williams is what Robin Williams.
I don't know any of the people you mentioned, dude. Like, I can't take you down. I don't know any of the cast members.
And that's why Henry's out again in this one.
You can just say any two names. Oh, John William Johnson.
Because the
parents, Robin Williams was in Get Up.
The parents in his film are actually really well known. But what are their names?
Yeah, what are their names, Henry?
Their names are Oscar nominee number one and Oscar winner number
You're
two.
Actually
and that's why you are out, Henry, of this question.
I knew from the moment you asked the question that I was out of this one too.
Fair enough. Next.
And actually, you had one of the strongest casts because it's literally all your actors are... Again, you had the...
I feel
you talk. I'm gonna
my okay. My cast, I think, is far superior because they're multidimensional. They're not only good at acting; they're good at dancing and singing and having abs.
And having
and growing beards.
You had Bradley Henry and Bradley Whitford. Bradley Whitford, who has been nominated, he's a freaking guy
from
West Wing.
I did my
Henry.
Research before West going Wing. On the show.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean shit for the podcast. I'm sorry. Fuck. And I'm going to make a decision. I'm just going to give this one to T because I'm a big wrestling fan and
Thank
wrestling
you,
wins. All right.
But you know the chick I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
I do.
And she legitimately came from Olympic wrestling into doing this. And
that's
yeah, and the mass on her. Anyway.
Oh,
do you want to tell that story real quick?
Sick joke.
Please tell that story.
I had one of the fellow comics, Wiley, come up to me and say, I wish I had your muscle mass. Muscle mass,
yeah.
Yeah, because he knows I want you. What's up?
And Shanice is the girlfriend of said comic.
Yeah.
But we'll see for how long. Depends how far T can take this.
If T can win, you know I'm turning straight, girl. What's up?
What?
If T wins, you're turning straight?
No, you're turning gay.
Okay, this is too confusing. All right, next question. And we go back to T. Back to T. Best scene.
Oh, yeah. Look, so many things to choose from. Oh, wait, you're excited. Can you tell which one do you like, babe?
No, I want you to choose because I'm really excited because I love it. Is it the one where Wonder Woman punches
people? Yeah, look, okay, so when we had chatted about which movie I was going to choose, it was quite hard because I was like, do I choose my people from Thor, Ragnarok, Taika Waititi, who was the director, or do I choose my sisters?
Your sisters.
My sisters. So my favourite scene is this, is when Diana is learning to fight at the start. And they like put her through her paces.
Yeah.
And it's all the other girl-on-girl action. Fucking so good.
So let's just, your favourite bit was the girl-on-girl action. Cool.
She's the only one. And then she accidentally does the crossover with the two wrist things. And like, the first time she does that. Yeah, it's amazing. And that's back on the island.
Henry.
For me, it was the one where they had to put cotton into his ears and then he takes it out to unlock the handcuffs. But that one was quite a great scene. It was like,
did you make this entire film up?
No! No!
It just sounds like something you dreamt up.
It's
got Jonathan Kalua in it.
Which is like, because you know how slaves used to have to pick cotton and he uses that. He picks out cotton and he uses
how does he undo
himself.
A handcuff with... What?
He twists it and then he turns it into a key and then he...
See, he's making such a good point that the audience stopped talking. That's how interesting your point is.
And then he unlocks himself it's and good, then he hits... It's good. He hits like the entire family with a fucking baseball bat. The ones who just fucking trapped him. And
that was
like, take a
sick scene.
Great fucking scene.
All right. Harry. Yes.
So
Get Out exists.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Was it a word for a second? I didn't believe it for a second.
Right? Sounded like some fever dream.
That's what it was.
Is this the most rowdiest podcast you've done?
Is this what?
Is this the most rowdiest podcast you've
done? No, I've done worse.
Really?
Yeah, Shanice was on that one.
We're doing well.
It was actually the worst episode.
I was on
episode.
That one as well.
Were you on that one?
I was on that
was
one.
Was that the worst one?
Yeah, me, Shanice, and Christian Elderfield.
And Anthony. And
what
Anthony
was
on that
what
one.
What was it bad?
Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty fucking
what
awful.
What was wrong
episode.
With it? It was just sloppy.
Oh, just sloppy. Everyone just gave up.
What's up?
All right, continue.
My favorite scene was the opening scene, where it's
Is it because it's all you've seen?
That's do you know what? It's all you need to fucking see. All right, it's all you need to see. You know what I do is I haven't even seen the film. I listen to it on Spotify. I listen to the album on Spotify. I've actually never seen the film. No, it's like completely black, and then that single spotlight,
Wait,
and
get
you
out.
See, he gets cotton out of his ears. No. He's standing there and it's a silhouette and then the music starts, he goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then he turns, he goes, this is, and the whole crowd's got their feet and I was in the cinema and I was like, with my own foot. Yeah, see?
All right, take each other down quickly. We've got to get...
No,
take
it, I don't have to.
All right, with the Wonder Woman thing. All right, okay. With the Wonder Woman thing, it just establishes that she's fucking invincible and there's no way she's going to die in this movie, so it takes away all the actual tension in the movie. It's like,
She
defeats
like
a Greek god with her willpower. Like,
with her wristbands.
Yeah, her wristbands. Her wristbands. Like, I like the movie, but like, the ending was kind of stupid.
No,
I felt like
agree.
It was.
I have to agree.
The ending of that movie.
It was a bit anticlimactic.
It was a bit dumb. I agree.
Climactic.
I was so mad about the ending.
Because like, were you like when she was like, no, Steve.
You do the accent too.
Did you not just go, get real, bitch?
I was so fucking mad. I was like, are you serious right now? You have friends dying. Kevin
yeah,
is
no,
dying
I have to. I have to actually agree. I'm taking myself.
Sick.
So
all right, what the ones out of this
I'm
one?
Out, I'm out.
Sick.
Right. So it's Dance Number versus Cotton Earbuds.
I must say, your cotton bud scene,
yes.
Did you write it? Because I don't think that's possible. How do you use cotton to lockpick some handcuffs, mate?
Written by Jordan Peele from
You Kids. Failed Year 8 science. Let's be honest.
So did Jordan Peele.
Right, what the fuck was your scene? Your scene was just the
my
Lion
scene
King
was
with stomping. It's just Lion King with stomping.
Are you adding to my argument? That sounds amazing. Lion
Actually,
King with stomping.
To be fair, I did squats today. Not a big fan of stomping. So Henry gets the point. Yay.
Oh,
cotton is.
There is no way.
All right.
There is no
Next question, and we start with Henry. Best line.
Best line? I'm the motherfucking TSA. Yeah, so...
I'm really confused.
So the context... All right, so...
Real movie.
This movie confuses me. I thought this was about slaves. Why does he sound like he's a gangster from, like...
It's not about slaves.
What?
It's about putting people into slavery.
Liberal Hollywood and all that jazz.
In what time?
Now.
Now.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense now.
Because he's a motherfucker TSA.
Why are they picking locks of cotton then? No,
that's what I'd be saying.
Oh, God.
All right, Harry. Harry.
So, favorite line? Can favorite I sing line? My line?
Yes, you can.
Everything you ever want, everything you ever need is right there in front of you. Everything you want to be.
Can we disqualify him?
Just like, okay. T.
Oh, my favorite bit in Wonder Woman.
Steve.
Steve says, this is my favorite, this is one of my favorite ones. Steve says, you can save, I can save today, you can save the world. No, but my favorite line in that whole movie is amazing because they use the comedian, the British comedian, whose name fucking escapes me. Diana goes in to try and find an outfit and she comes out and she's wearing this outfit finally. She struts out, they put glasses on her.
Yeah.
And then the lady goes, oh yeah, glasses, because then she's not the most beautiful woman in the world. Every superhero.
That's a sick one.
Oh yeah, I didn't really.
And she's gorgeous in those glasses.
She is so gorgeous.
She's smoking.
It's like every single super. If you're a superhero comic fan,
and
they put the glasses on and take the shit out of it, that is the best line.
She looked better with the glasses on.
She looked hot with the glasses
on.
Oh,
man.
The best thing is they took the piss out of themselves.
Yeah.
It was an Easter egg towards Superman as well. Clark Kent. Love it.
Self-aware.
Best line.
I like it. Let's go watch it.
I know. I think I'm going to make this one early. I'm going to give it to T.
Yeah.
T's got the point. All right. Next question. I'm going to skip to this one.
Ooh, I got a...
All right. No. Okay. So the score, just to let you all know, it is Henry's on 2, T's on 2, Harry's on 1.
It's all right.
Now,
underdog story, just like The Greatest Showman. So,
Before I get to the last one, because I think the last one might be too easy.
Okay.
All right, to keep someone in the game. All right.
Thank you.
What movie best describes 2017 the best?
You're right. It is The Greatest Showman.
Why?
It is The Greatest Showman because it's rags to riches, baby. It's
a rags to riches story. World War One. I think that was the one that was.
I would say though, 2018-17 ain't about rags or riches. You know, it's all about progression.
Yeah, and it's about
empowerment.
I need Harry to make his point.
Sorry, but I'm getting excited.
Well, so The Greatest Showman was empowering minorities, people who were different.
And which is why there's a white guy in the lead.
Mate, he was one of the leads. Zendaya, she's my girl, she was killing it.
The half black chick.
Let's not bring fractions into this. Why? Because we're Asian. Come on.
Please don't bring fractions.
I'll tell you a story. I was in the movie. And
In the movie.
Sorry, no, I was in the cinema. I was in the cinema and I was watching. And there were these they looked about 20 and they didn't understand. So the movie had all these the albino people, little people, and then African Americans. And they were just like, why are the African Americans why are they being treated different? I don't get it. And I was like, that's beautiful because they didn't.
Random people, man.
They didn't understand why they were being discriminated against, and that made me go, hey.
Actually,
they've been sheltered, and they don't understand that life has been hard, and they're very ignorant.
Let Harry answer the question.
But they were beautiful, and it was about 2017 progressing as a society.
All right, T.
Oh, no, I love it. All of our movies are actually about minorities. So it's pretty awesome. But I don't
white women, that's the major movie.
Fucking take a step back, my friend. There's only two words I need to say to you, boys.
Gal Gadot.
#MeToo.
Me too.
Mic drop. See you later, motherfucker. Yeah.
See you later.
All right. Remember how like...
Wait till my show, Triggerwood Happy 2 at the Sydney Comedy Festival called Triggerwood Happy 2 fully lolded hashtag mean 2.
Lolded.
Wait, yeah. Remember how all the racial minorities in Wonder Woman were in the support cast? I mean, just like the four like the four stereotypes.
Remember
like,
how women have been oppressed for thousands of years?
Hey, T, remember that movie that I wrote yesterday in a dream and then like some cotton came out of my ears and I thought I could pick a lock with it? Remember that fucking film that I made up?
Well, Henry hasn't made his point, so Henry.
All right, well, Get Out is pretty much just 2017 in terms of, at least on the racial level, because there's a lot of people who are just asking to get pat on the back for not being racist and being progressive, even though, in a way, that is still, that still breeds racism on a more subtle level, and that's what the movie is about. So that's a lot about how, you know, a lot of people with Hillary Clinton, like, they were like, oh, let's be progressive, and they just didn't, you know, look at all the other issues, and that sort of transpired into bigger issues now.
No, I'm sorry. Your issues were Obama, so hashtag 2016, fuck off, motherfucker.
Me too.
Hashtag me too 2017 was the ruling issue.
Hashtag Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to someone. Make a good argument because I don't know which one yet.
I'm sorry, but I was, excuse me.
I'd have to go with T.
Representative 2017.
I'd go with T.
Thank
Wonder
you.
Woman was set in World War One.
it was you know a lead what? Female,
no, but then
lead
she
director.
Comes to the present time, boom. Doesn't she?
Can we
she
still does. Say
she
that?
Does. She does. That no, while I, but I want to say, in your defense, you're going to lose this point, though. I love the fact that actually it really did stand by the fact of discrimination and the fact that racism comes out of nowhere. But this 2017 and 2018 so far has all been about women getting their rights back, and that is why I chose Wonder Woman as the movie of 2017.
Yes, oh. That's but right. Couldn't you also say that... Wait, what argument are you trying to make here? That it's like better that it's gone on to gender now and it's sort of ignoring race? Is that...
I would say it ignores race.
You know what? I'm just going to end this one because we're running out of time. T's get the points.
Yeah.
That means, Harry, you are out of the game, but right. You can still argue for the next one because T can get either 4 points, which has never been on this show,
oh my God.
Or it can be tied, and then we go to tiebreaker, or you can just disrupt it all and T wins.
I reckon T should win.
Okay. Last question.
I buy you a drink.
Best, don't ring it, best director.
Oh,
fuck.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I would
yes.
give that.
Jordan Peele.
Yes, why?
Because he did Key and Peele, and also he number one he did Key and Peele. Number two, he made like an original movie that wasn't based off a franchise. He was just like, I'll make this fucking story and I'll make it work, and I'm gonna do all these fucking racial relations, and I'm gonna make it work, and no one's gonna know who the fuck any of these actors are, but I'm gonna make a ton of money in the box office, as opposed to, well, who directed Wonder Woman?
Patty Jenkins.
Jenkins.
I don't know if you've heard of a small show called The Killing.
Nah.
You haven't?
Nah,
critically
must be a small
acclaimed.
Show.
It
nah.
isn't a small show, actually.
I watch good shows like Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, you've never watched a drama show where it's about the serial killer?
Oh, yeah, Breaking Bad. And,
yeah, no, Killing is actually...
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, that's,
oh,
yeah, that's
my God.
That
good
is
drama.
A small room.
Okay, guys, it's
Of The Room?
Simple.
The Room.
The Room.
Tommy Wiseau, is that what you're talking about?
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Mark.
No, surprised no one picked Disaster Artist for 2017.
Oh, my
God. Oh, that was my other pick.
That was your other pick?
No, guys.
I wanted a challenge.
I mean, just please let me just win this and let me benefit. Look, Patty Jenkins, woman. Yes, finally. She's a woman who's made gross the most money of all time. It's 228 million, 252 million that she has made herself as a woman in an industry. And might I just remind you about hashtag me too, an industry where we are set up as women to be pushed against and
was
put down.
Harvey Weinstein, what? Sorry.
Yeah. Also, what was
James Cameron's ex-wife called? What was her name?
Not Patty.
Well, she did Point Breaker. That was the greatest action movie of all time.
Oh,
oh
my
fuck.
God.
So fucking get fucked. Yeah.
No.
If it came out today at the same time, if you adjust for inflation, it made about the same. So don't
Holy
give me that
shit.
Bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Point Break was a massive hit.
Well, it's an excellent movie.
Because it has an FBI agent, dude.
I do love a good FBI agent.
Can I just say that?
I'm sorry, Diane was a spy. Duh. Way better than an FBI agent. Oh,
same thing.
Can I just say that Wonder Woman ended with a fucking Harry Potter ripoff where she just had better willpower
Spoilers.
Than the villain, and she was like, shoo,
no,
I'm
gonna
be more powerful. Like, what sort of director is like, that's a good ending, I'm going to keep that in, that's going to be the climax of the movie.
Do you know why that was the ending? Because too many men who were the heads of the studio bosses actually put her down and decided that her actual original ending was not good enough. Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make a decision early.
By the way, I totally just made that up, you idiot.
Henry gets the point, so we're going to tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
And it's only for these two.
Boo.
Harry,
that's
shut
right.
the fire. Yeah. You can help me, though. You can help me.
Okay. No, thank
question
you.
Is... best side character. Before you guys answer, Harry, who would you have picked?
Which film for the best side
character? No, for yours.
Even watch Get Out.
I haven't even seen it.
No, for your film.
For mine? Yeah, who side character? Beard Woman.
All right, cool. You two.
Fucking TSA.
Best side character.
Which racial stereotype are you going to go with?
Pine Nut. Surely isn't he the side character?
Any side character.
Oh, I know which one. She's going to be thinking of the British girl, yeah?
I've already done her. She was pretty damn good, though. But yeah. I've got someone else in mind.
Ooh.
I know who I would have picked.
Who?
Who?
What was the doctor's name? The one with the mask?
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
Because if you watch it again, yeah. It's like two different movies. She's it's all amazing. Serious. And when they go to the villains, they're just over the top, like a 40s Batman's kind of cartoon. It was so cool. Yes, just destroy him.
The problem is I can't choose. There were so many good side characters.
Yes, there was the stereotypical Native American. There was a stereotypical British man. There was a stereotypical Chinese man.
Oh. There were no Chinese men.
Oh, good. No Don't Asian representation in film.
No, there was actually.
Which?
I'll tell you why. I'm distracted.
Fucking shut up.
It's not so much his character, but the actual actor himself. David Thewlis. Who's played? He was actually in Harry Potter. He played
one of the prisoner Azkaban.
Lupin.
Yeah.
That's the villain. That's not a side character.
The villain.
Yeah. Isn't that a side character?
No, I want to.
That's a main character.
He's a main character. I'd say he's a main character.
What's your side character? Then come back to me because I'll pick another.
It's
one.
Andre, the motherfucking TSA.
What did you like about him?
Who's the mother? And why? What did you like about him?
Well, he was a guy who was like, "Hey, my friend's missing. Maybe I should look for him." And then he went to all the cops, and they were like. Nah, he's probably not missing. He's just out with his white girlfriend. He's like, no, white people be fucking crazy. And he went and he fucking saved his friend's life and he stopped them from getting arrested.
So he was a vehicle for that entire narrative to move forward.
No, he was the one who rescued him at the end.
Like, oh, shit.
He was the one who rescued him. So he was in the side. He was just like being the investigator. He was like, he was being the Sherlock Holmes of the movie. He's like, how do I...
But he's a side character and he saved the movie.
Yeah, he's a side
That's
character.
Crazy. That's awesome.
Because he just spent his side this. By himself.
Then pick a side character, damn it.
The British chick. Good side characters.
Pick one.
Do the British chick.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, Itta.
Yeah.
And then another best line that she had is when after, you know, Wonder Woman's been trying and has been trying on her stuff, she then goes, she tries to get through the window, the swinging doors, thank you.
Swinging doors.
The revolving doors. She'll get through revolving doors, but she can't, she's trying to get through with her spear. And
yeah, that's
I
right.
Love it. And then
with
she comes
the,
out.
Yeah, the shield.
And spear and a shield. She can't. And at the end, she gives it to Itta, the secretary. And then, oh, I love it. Because she also says, Wonder Woman says to Itta, she goes, She goes, what do you do? And Itta goes, oh, I kind of like run errands and do something. And Wonder Woman's like, where I come from, that's slavery. And she goes, I like her. She's lovely. And then when she goes out, then Wonder Woman, she can't take her spear and shield with her. Yeah. So then she gives it to Itta, who goes, oh, yeah, that's light.
Yeah.
Every classic line was given to her, the British comic, and she delivered it without fail.
And her
I hate to do this. I really hate to do this, but I'm going to have to give the point to TT wins.
Yeah!
The only reason I'm going with Wonder Woman is because I don't think that character was strong enough in Get Out. And he didn't give a good reason why he was a good side character, other than just explain the plot.
I really want to watch this film that you
Get
made,
Out
though.
Is sick.
The one that you made
it's
up.
It's actually on Netflix now.
Is it on Netflix? Yeah, wow, congratulations. The film that you wrote is on Netflix. Film that you've made up. That's
all right, so final game. And as two of the guests know, the way this game works is because, you won, you get to pick an actor or actress. And we go around the table naming a movie that person's been in. And we keep going around. You've got 5 seconds to name a movie. If you cannot, you are eliminated. And to finally actually win, after everyone's out, you still have to name one more movie to win. Rules are, you can't name any cameos. You cannot name a movie that has not come out yet. And no TV, only movies.
Only films, all right.
Do we want to do...
Caesar always wins.
Do we want to do something easy or hard?
Up to you.
Well, I'm going to go with the name that comes to mind is Liam Neeson.
Ooh.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. All right. Neeson. So start it off.
I'll go Taken.
Taken 2.
Taken 3.
The Commuter.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Michael Connelly.
Phantom Menace.
Oh.
Ooh.
Batman.
Which
Begins.
One?
Okay, cool. Sorry. Yeah. Schindler's List.
I think I'm out. Right. No, I can do this.
Yeah, keep going.
He's in a rom-com. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go
out.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Returns.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Love Actually?
Yep, Love Actually.
Is that the one you were thinking of?
Rob Roy.
The Grey.
Suck a dick, dumb Woo. Shit.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
So, Henry, your turn.
Is it The Grey? Is that what it's
the
called?
The Grey? Ah, nice.
Well, oh, fuck. I was going to say that. Okay. Fucking Qui-Gon Jinn. What was he in?
What?
I got this. He was in... Othello.
Ooh,
was he?
Yes, what? He was. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Darkman. One of the greatest superheroes never heard of.
Darkman.
Oh, wow.
Darkman. Sam Raimi. Before he did Spider-Man, he did his own superhero movie called Darkman.
Wow.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson was the star.
Full on.
No way.
Was it the Tombstones?
Close.
Close, but don't look at the phone.
I'm not
no,
in anymore.
No, he was looking at your screen.
It's like the Return of the Tombstones.
Oh my god, so many more than I ever thought.
There's something about the Tombstones. There's something about Tombstones.
Oh yeah.
Oh, kill me. All right, I'm out.
Out.
Oh, I'm looking for it.
I'm gonna give this another stab in the dark, and I'm gonna say Hamlet.
Is he in Hamlet? Is he in Hamlet?
No.
Fuck.
I'm
out.
You sure?
So many more movies. Oh
okay, I gotta name one more, and I can't think of the name of it. It's the one where he's on the plane, which is exactly like The Commuter and Taken.
No, but can you think of...
Wait, hold on.
I can think of so many more.
I'm just going to go animated one. I'm going to say fucking... I don't know.
Con Air.
No. Penguins of Madagascar? No. I'm out.
Oh, shit.
What was it? What'd
18.
You have?
Fucking 18.
18!
Damn it.
No one won that one.
How could we all forget... Wrath of the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see Wrath of the Titans.
That was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's awful.
He was also in Anchorman 2.
Was he?
Oh, he was.
Was that credited? Was that a cameo?
Yeah.
No. His cameo.
And he was also in Ted 2, though.
Ted 2.
Was he in Ted 2?
Yeah, but no one's watched Ted 2.
Yeah, Ted 2
sucks. That is true.
All right. Even though I have a good friend in that. Shout out Craig Shanack. Yeah. He played the blind guy in Ted 2. You can see him in the trailer. You don't have to watch the whole movie.
He's in the Lego movie, too.
That's it. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking something animated.
What's
Lego,
Lego movie?
Movie?
What
yeah,
was who was he in Lego?
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Remember how he's like changing his face?
Yeah.
All right, and that's been Film Fuse. So it looks like next week we are at the finals.
A Million
and,
Ways to Die in the West.
Sorry.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Best movie of 2017.
All right.
2014.
Anyway, so in the finals we will have Logan, we will have Wonder Woman, and we will also have Baby Driver.
Oh,
three
shit.
Three movies.
I was hoping for three superheroes.
That's what I was hoping.
A fight, right?
Yeah, but unfortunately, Baby Driver snuck in there.
I love Baby Driver.
All right, so which one will win? If you want to watch this show next week, 9:30 at Magic Mike Comedy. Follow us on Facebook at Film Feuds Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook at Film Feuds. Or you can follow me on any social media at I Am Seizure. Anything to plug, guys, before we go?
Vibe Comedy every Saturday, 7 to 9 at Magic Monkey Bar.
Monkey Magic.
Monkey Magic. Is it Monkey Magic?
Is it Magic Monkey? Or
Mart at First Sight.
Monkey Magic.
Yep. T.
Mart at First Sight. We're doing recaps, bullshit recaps of a terrible TV show, Married at First Sight. Join us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at MardAU.
Henry.
Watch Law Review September 3rd to the 7th. That's the next thing that I'm working on. I also got to plug the fact that I've got to go home like right now.
All right. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
And he's out. Yeah. And also, we got our new podcast starting real soon. Maybe called Cow or maybe called PCW. We don't know. We've got to find out which one has been taken. Sorry?
PCW.
Yeah, PC Dub. Which will be podcast, comedy, wrestling. Yay.
PC Dub.
Or PC Dub.
PC Dub.
Otherwise, if that's not going to be called CAL, which is Comedians on Wrestling, but I think there is already a faction
called
that already.
Do you know, like,
that
I'm a mad wrestling fan?
Sorry?
I'm a mad wrestling
fan. Are you?
Yeah, well, first old guess. School. I loved when China was on and The Undertaker and all those.
I like China in her later career. anyway. We love Tommaso Mass.
Oh man,
actually,
that's never going to get old.
I'm actually bulking up so I can go try out for the.
Really?
No, I should though.
Interesting. And also my other podcast, which is soon to launch on the ID network, called Unfiltered, where I will be an absolute dick. Yeah, one of the producers of the show has said the N-word 18 times on an episode, and I had to bleep the hell out of that one. And the N-word was no, because hashtag me too, that's why I won a win. Anyway, let's be filthy and see you later. Hey.